Welcome to Confessions of a Homesteading Mama. I am your host, Tasha Broom. Today, I just want to talk about, like, do you ever feel like you have full control of things, you're really good at it, and then just one thing happens and it gets you down? Today, I want to talk about that and a little bit of how we can overcome those feelings and just overcome and still be able to be that great person at what you're good at and what you enjoy in life. And sometimes it's easier said than done. I'm going to take a quick break and then be right back. Okay, sorry. I had a kiddo wake up and it was just bad timing at the beginning of the podcast. So, here lately, we've been struggling with a first on our farm. As many know, we raise dairy goats. We've done it for many years. I grew up raising dairy goats, so I've had about 23 plus years experience with the goats. This year, we've had our first. We had our first case of enterotoxemia with a vaccine reaction. When we gave him an antitoxin, he had a reaction to the medicine, which unfortunately, he did not survive. It caused seizures and muscle spasms. And then, not even a week later, we had our first case ever of tetanus on the farm. Now, that is one of the hardest things you'll watch of one of your loved animals go through. 4 days of antitoxins, 4 days of heavy antibiotics, lots and lots of essential oils, vitamin C, vitamin B, complex, which I get the oils and the B vitamins from Young Living, some of the best quality you will find. And the oils are amazing. I can't speak enough of them. And then the vitamin C I get from bulk supplements because we use it as our family as well. We take it daily. I take it up to 10 grams a day during pregnancy, second trimester. It is awesome. The benefits are awesome, and I will talk about vitamin C in another podcast, but this is what we've been doing with this goat with tetanus. Now, when a goat gets tetanus, their jaw locks, also called walk jaw, and he can't eat, so it's a lot of bottle feeding. It's a lot of tube feeding. It's a lot of moving him around and helping him get through this. He has a will for life, so we've been fighting with him. Are the chances he's not going to make it high? Probably so, but I'm not going to give up. He wants to eat. He wants to get up. He can't because of this tetanus virus. We don't know what caused it. We are fighting it. We have a fully unvaccinated herd. So for a goat to get it, it was very devastating. It has hit me harder than it should. With two goats being sick in such a short time. And unfortunately, one of which was going to be our new herd sire. With all that said, we will recover. We will get through this. And as hard as this phase in life is, as tiring as it is, and as much as you want to give up during these hard times, whether it's farming, whether it's something in your life, like your paycheck was short and you can't cover all your bills, God will pull you through. Lean on Him. Trust in Him. Pray. Just give it to God because He has a plan. And you will get through this and overcome. You will grow. You will learn. And it will just be a true... And you'll look back and look at how much you learned from that experience. As much as you did not enjoy going through it. My farm in other areas has been thriving. We have 7 babies on the ground still, mostly bucks. 5 of those are bucks that we will be selling within a month or so, and we're going to keep the does. We are praying for an answer on the Missouri State Fair to know if we're going to be going for that. The pigs are thriving. They've already gained 20 plus pounds in the month we've had them. The meat bird chicks are thriving and they're looking great. And they will fastly be approaching their butcher day. We do a custom mix on their grain, but we also buy an organic mix to mix in. Because, let's face it, sometimes grinding our own feed can be time consuming, and we don't always have that extra time. But anyway, back to the goats. They're thriving. They're doing good. We are getting a gallon and a half of milk a day from two does. I have four that are in milk, but the other two are producing mainly enough for their kids to be satisfied with a little extra. So I just don't count them in my total. Everything on the farm's doing good. We've been staying busy. We're going to get back into our soap making business before too long. I've been in a rut, but it's been a great and wonderful thing that I've gone through because I'm finding myself. I'm finding who I am. I'm finding what I want. And my kids are benefiting from this. My house and my husband are benefiting from this break of life I've taken. So, I'm sorry I've not been on here as often as I should be. I'm sorry I'm not keeping everybody up to date. I've had a few people message and say, hey, we haven't heard from you, and I just thought I'd give a quick touch up. You know, the goats are doing good, we're doing good. And we've had a hardship on the farm, but we're going to overcome it. And it's going to be awesome. Thank you for understanding. I hope you have a blessed day. And I know this is coming to you late at night, but this was the time I got to work on it. It was downpouring. The kids are asleep. Mom's getting some quiet time. I hope you have a blessed night and a wonderful weekend.